Hi, Sean.
Hello. So here we are in Pitanga, in the midst of your beautiful artwork. And I know you're working as receptionist here, but tell me something about your life as an artist, where you began, were you trained in Russia, were you self-taught?
Well, I never was thinking that I'm going to paint and I would be the artist. Until now, I don't consider myself an artist. So it came in Oroville. I never studied and I'm self-taught. It happened long ago when I got a house in Samasti and I had a friend, Christina. She's still there, Polish lady artist, and she was doing beautiful lotuses. And I got a house, I didn't have one paisa at that time and didn't have furniture, nothing actually what people give me I had. And I had these big walls, white, and I wanted to have a painting. I asked her, please make for me painting. And she looked at me precisely and she said, Shakti, you go and do yourself, you can. So basically it was my initiation. I came home and I had some paint left over from previous person who lived in the house and I tried it. It worked, but my desire was immediately to do the mother's face. I don't know why, but it happened. And first painting of the mother I did, I give it as a present to Bhavana in Verite. I felt like giving to her. I don't know, we had some conference at the time about circles. I don't remember what, economy changing or something. And I felt so much sisterly to her. I don't know, and I gave it to her. Lotuses and different things. So it started uncovering something in me, unfolding some tool which I was given by the mother, I think, because some opening happened in my heart and I wanted to express a lot and it was like a wave. I have to do something. I have to do with myself. So I stopped painting. That was like that. Well, I think it's a big connection to Oroville. Because in the stream of life, we live in Europe and in Ukraine or whatever, wherever we live, we don't have possibility of self-expression. Rather, we study, we make profession, we do many things, and like this we can make money, but here we have all the possibility for the self-expression, self-work and inner work. So it's a grace, it's divine grace to me. I'm very lucky to have this tool to be able to work with myself. And whenever the eyes are looking out from the canvas at me, I feel I'm closer to myself. I feel like the reflection of something what I want to say. So this is the way I do. Yeah.
How many years have you been painting?
I started, I think, around 10 or 12 years ago. Actually, when I got Krishna and he went first time, he went with Jackie, with his father, to France, and I was left alone, and it was 15 of August at that time. And I did first painting of the mother girl. First painting was mother girl, and it was for 8 or 9 hours I was sitting near this painting, and I didn't see how time is passing, and she was coming, she was looking at me. I was crying at the time, and I say, thank you for allowing me to make your face, to be close to you, to your appearance, and I was so grateful. Till now I'm very grateful because she allows me and Sri Aurobindo to make something of, I don't know even how to say, but I become very close to the physical appearance. I know even sometimes I feel the sense of mother's hands, of her skin, of feeling of her soft and tender skin. I have really like my own relation with them, you know. When I work, it's so different than just to paint, because I have conversations with them and I have my answers when I pose a question. I have many things. It's a miracle. This work is really a miracle. So
let me ask you this. In terms of artists in Oroville, we have a few artists in Oroville.
And that is the work that they have been given, they have been chosen. How do you see that fitting together, being doing artwork and the work of Auroville, the inner work or the outer work? Any idea about that?
Well, I think it's mainly very personal thing. I wouldn't say this art of Auroville somehow. I wouldn't generalize, this thing. It's everyone is doing personal sadhana, and they have this tool and they express themselves. So, as Sri Aurobindo also pointed, you know, the social development, social progress, first the key is individual. So, better we work with ourselves, better we present ourselves through the art. Maybe afterwards will come something like communal art of Auroville, because till now I see it is not yet there. Yeah, there is no really, as a human unity, we may say, you know, we have to make first the strong comuna, which is growing, which is progressing, and we are on the way, yes, but it's not yet there, I think. Individuals, yes.
So in conclusion, what would you say about art and Auroville in general, about you and art in general? I mean, because people all over the world will be listening to you.
Well, it's like a new dawn. We are on the way, all of us. So Auroville itself is growing, progressing, and art is part of it. So art is still like a baby, it starts walking. We all learning, we all progressing, we all growing. And art, it is our kind of face, we could say, or our visiting card through which we can see where we are. Yeah, I would say that.